Hi, it's Michelle. Welcome to this segment of Daily Bread with Jam, a Holy Spirit You channel podcast. We are Whosoever Will channel and a Whosoever Will podcast. Please make a note in the comments, respectfully, if you have questions about what the Whosoever Will, what that means in terms of being Whosoever Will. That being said, we're going to talk today about having a little talk with Jesus. Having a little talk with Jesus, or maybe it's not so little a talk, but at any rate, that's what we're going to talk about today, and I'm going to hop right into that. As I've said often throughout my life, career, whatever the scenario or the context, the walk of faith, the faith walk is no cake walk. The faith walk is no cake walk. It is very challenging on many levels. The reward is above all that we could ask or think, but the actual process of walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus by the power of Holy Spirit is very difficult and very challenging at times, not always. But if you're like me, I've been in a place recently, and I don't know why. It's all the Lord. I'm sure of that. It's nothing bad, but it's a very challenging time. You have seasons, as I shared before, the wrestling brings the blessing. You have the seasons where you're wrestling at more in some seasons more than others. I'm right now, even as I record this, I know I have the joy of the Lord strengthening me. I know that everything that has breath in me praises the Lord. I know that. And at the same time, I'm wrestling more than I like to. To me, that's always a sign of, and it takes me a minute to catch on, but it's a sign of that I'm still walking in faith. I used to take it as a sign that I wasn't walking in faith. But over the past few days, I've been having a few talks with Jesus. You know, the old spiritual, have a little talk with Jesus, tell him all about your problems. Well, He knows our problems. He knows our situation. He knows our quandary. He knows all of those things. But in any relationship, whether it's relationship with the Lord, whether it's relationship with each other, whether it's platonic, whether it doesn't matter the context, communication is key. And you will find that in any relationship, whether we label it good or bad, functional, dysfunctional, toxic, non-toxic. Communication has everything to do with the situation and the development of the relationship and how we either thrive or not within that relationship. The Lord says, "My word is spirit and it is life." So he's saying a couple of things. One, all words are spirit, but not all words are life. And so when I think about my talks with Jesus, particularly the ones I've been having, even just before I started doing this recording, I hear things coming out of me that I was not necessarily thinking about. Or I hear things coming out of me that I know is the residue of flesh still wrestling with an issue, a challenge, even from past. It doesn't even have to be something that recently happened. It can be something that you think you already got over and dealt with. And to some degree, that's true. But the process of growth means that, and I've learned this about the Lord, and while I appreciate it, it's also very frustrating. Because we don't know his ways. His ways are higher than our ways. So we know what he reveals. We have revelation. But revelation doesn't mean we know everything. It means we know in part. So I know there's been healing in my life. I know there's been restoration, all of the things that I tell you about, and that continues. But every now and then we hit an inflection point of, okay, there's a few things we've got to deal with before we move on. And sometimes those things can be things you already thought you were over because you haven't had the same twinges, the same pains, the same thoughts. But when the Lord does the consecration, the sanctification, the cleaning out of the things that are no longer useful, right? When we talk about sanctification and consecration, we think you know, all of these different kind of religious expressions of that. We want to pull out the religious artifacts and say what these mean and what they represent. The greatest religious artifact we have is the work of the Lord within us, the work of God within our own selves. Not to say that the others don't have a meaning and a purpose. But we already know that God does not honor religious practices that in our hearts we're not connected to, right? We're just doing it to make a show of it. We can't make a show, at least I can't, and I don't believe many of you that are listening and that are sincerely desiring change and pivot out of cursing into blessing for yourselves, for your families, for others. You can't fake what the Lord does. I can't, even though I want to be lighthearted, some moments I'm just not. And I recognize that. I'm not always happy about it, but I know it's a necessary part of the process. In order for there to be joy in the house of the Lord, remember, we are the house of God. We are the body of Christ. In order for there to be joy in this body, there can't be things that are impeding that joy. So when I say things like the faith walk is not a cakewalk, I'm very serious about that. Because it's just like anything else. When you're training for a sport, when you're learning, you're studying for a test, or just studying to become a, you're switching professions, you're studying to have a profession, you're even just learning something that you never knew before, there's that learning curve that seemingly obliterates everything you thought you knew. We call it imposter syndrome. It's not a syndrome. It's an actual real thing, because it's not even you're not being an imposter. It's a growth point. It's a let's call it a growth syndrome, because you can't the ceiling. When you hit the ceiling and you go through the ceiling, right? We talk about breaking glass ceilings and doing all of this in terms of career, but that also applies in life. Your body goes through growing pains at different stages. There are shifts and changes in our bodies that we don't know about until they show up. So the same thing happens spiritually. And so my little talks with Jesus, which are not so little sometimes, because I'm like, where is this coming from? What is it? And it's all spiritual. But the flesh is just going crazy. And I wanted to share this with you today because you need to know that it's okay to go through these things. It's okay to have these moments and to be guided by the Lord, the Spirit of God, in these moments. They have to happen. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. And typically we think of strongholds that are external, like where we see certain things. But strongholds are first internal. So whatever those spiritual genealogies have dictated and have manifested in our lives, whether we are aware of them or not, the first stronghold that has to come down is within us. He can't use us to be a blessing to others if everywhere he tries to move through us, there's an impediment. First, he has to remove the impediment. And so when I'm speaking with the Lord, when I'm wrestling, what is it? What am I missing? And he reminds me, no, this is part of your process. This is part of what you have to go through in order to be fully free, fully delivered. Because I start doing the list. Okay, you told me to do this. I did it. Did I misunderstand? And it's not that kind of a, it feels like it's performative, but it's not. For some people it might be, but the Lord doesn't honor that. He doesn't honor performance unless the performance or the activity is driven by truth, by love. If it's by faith, it must be by love. And so my desire to get healed, saved, delivered, to walk through this process and to come out as pure gold is not based on performance. It's based on the fact that I know for me, and I know it for you, that God's intention in giving his life for us was not for us to stay where we are. It's for us to grow. It's for us to grow beyond what we know to be possible, not just what we aim for. It's really what I call transcendent transformation. So yes, we can do things. We can transform our bodies. We can gain muscle. We can lose fat. We can lose weight. We can become stronger in our minds. We can do all of these things. And yet God says there's more. There's stuff you haven't even thought about that will make you a better human. Not just a better person that other people can see and interact, which is part of the goal, but you need to, I need to have the desire to become everything that God created us to be and gave his life for us to be. No, I don't like where I am right now. I'm just going to tell you, I don't like where I am right now. Not because I'm upset, not because I'm hurt, not for any other reason than because it is very uncomfortable. And I don't necessarily know which part of the process I'm in. But this is the walk of faith. This is why we have to humble ourselves. This is why we have to repent. This is why we have to seek God at every turn. Because it is in moments like these when we are tempted to say, oh, the heck with it. The flesh wants to bail. And yet he says, no flesh shall glory in my presence. So which way do you think I'm going to go? I could go either way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that none should perish, meaning you could go either way. So when we have moments like this, and I want to encourage you, when you have moments like this, one, it's okay. Two, don't let the flesh talk you into something that your spirit is going to regret forever. Remember the progress. Remember what God has done for you. This is all over the Bible. Because you didn't remember what I did for you back there, that's why you ended up here. It's all about remembrance, being brought to remembrance. And that's what keeps me. Because even if it doesn't look the way I think it should, it's not going the way I think it should, it's going to be better than that. Remember, we see in part and that dimly. So he says, no, I'm going to lead you into all truth, which means that all of the things that don't contribute to life have to go. At some point, even the very body itself, which carried us through this process, has to fall off. So I want to encourage you, even through my process of not even wanting to record today, right? But I made a commitment, and by the Spirit and the grace of God, I got up this morning. And so when there is a morning, there is also mercy, but there is grace to do what he told you to do. There is grace to be obedient. There is grace to make the right choices by the Spirit of God. There is grace to say, Lord, you know, I don't feel like I'm going to do, I don't want to do this. But guess what? Guess when he uses us most? When we don't feel like we want to be used. Guess when we have to be most available? When we don't feel like being available at all. So when you hear, as I, you know, I think I did a, depending on when you're listening to this, I should already have a post up, a podcast up that says his ways are higher. Higher is not just higher, it's opposite, right? I want to go this way, you're telling me to go that way, and I don't even know what is over here. Why would I do that? Well, because he says, because you think you know, but you don't know better, and you don't know best. I'm after best. How about you? I'm after, we say God's best, but God is the best, so that's redundant. I'm after God. I'm after what he created me for, and I'm praying for you to desire what he created you for in the fullness of the revelation of Christ, so that regardless of our talk, regardless of where we feel we are or are not, that we know, one, that Jesus is there, that God the Father and God the Son entered into an agreement that manifested on earth in the sacrifice of Christ, who gave his life, was dead, buried, and resurrected, Holy Spirit poured out. We have been in the season, the era, the dispensation of transformation since the day of Pentecost. We have to, no matter where we are, and even as I say this, I am not feeling emotionally like I'm in the place that I'm speaking about, but that is the whole point, is that what I feel does not change who God is and what he's done. What I think does not change who God is and what he's done for me or for any of us. So part of the walk is overcoming by the Spirit of God the tendency to give in to the flesh when he's saying, nope, keep, I need you to come higher. The walk goes upward, not downward. We may have to go through a valley or two, but guess what? Yea, though I walk, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. But generally speaking, even if we're going through a valley, the walk of God, the walk with God, as far as we're concerned, is upward, not downward. Flesh will always take us downward. It says flesh profits nothing, which means that the only result of flesh is going to be nothing, even though in the moment it may seem like it's something. Conversely, the walk of God, with God, by the Spirit of God, often looks like nothing, but will always produce more than we can ask or think. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to continue to wrestle. I want you to continue to have your talks. If you're not in a wrestling season now, don't worry, you will be soon, because it's a growth process. Wrestling is indicative of growth. Wrestling is indicative of season. No, I'm not talking about the WWE or the WWF or any other such thing. I don't even know if I got the acronyms right, but you know what I'm talking about. You're wrestling for the blessing. I want to be blessed to be a blessing. I hope the same is true for you. And we have to be encouraging. I'm not just going to tell you all the good stuff. I didn't get here because of all good stuff. Have I had some good stuff? You better believe it. Have I had some stuff that's been more than I could have ever thought? Yes. Have I also had some things that didn't go the way that I thought they should, and it still kind of stung a little bit and got my feelings hurt? No question. But guess what? It's all part of the process. Understand that God's ways are higher / opposite than our ways. So he's always going to be pulling us in a direction, one that doesn't feel real good initially. But as we continue to walk, as we continue to trust him, as we continue to have our talks, as we continue to submit, as we continue to repent, as we continue to obey, wherein is our deliverance, then he will reveal himself in manners we have not yet, in a manner that we have not yet conceived of. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about the problems that he already knows about. Wrestle it out. And don't let go until he blesses you, because he will. And your wrestling with him is better than you getting drawn in by the flesh. It says when our temptation conceives, it's not sin doesn't by itself make us do. It's our desire for it. It's our desire for the thing that we are being tempted in. And when we are wrestling, it's a perfect time. It's a challenging time. But be encouraged. God is faithful, who promised. And he promised to all of us that would seek him, that he would walk with us, and that we could, more importantly, walk with him. He will honor our choices. And he will show himself strong in every circumstance and every situation, even when we feel like whatever it is we're going to feel like. We used to say some kind of way, I never, you know, whatever. Whatever the terminology is, doesn't matter. But it's as important and probably even more important for me to record on days when I'm feeling like this as it is on days when I'm feeling particularly, I sense the presence. Today I know he's here, but I don't sense him in the same way. Those days become very challenging for me. And so it's as important for me to record an episode on these days, because you need to know. It's part of the process. Doesn't mean, like I used to think, that I was going backwards. No, he's calling us up. Pivot out of cursing into blessing. Springboard even. I agape you. I bless you. I thank the Lord for you. I pray for you as you walk. I encourage you. Leave comments. Share your thoughts, your processes in a respectful, dignified way. Honor the Lord. He's everywhere. And he's there with you and for you. We want to be blessed to be a blessing. I pray for blessing for you and the entirety of your household and your family. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.